SBS Radio.
Hundreds of thousands of people flock to the Uluru-Catatjuta National Park every year to take in the grandeur of a World Heritage listed icon. The final climber will descend from the monolith on Friday, with the route officially closed to visitors from Saturday, October 26. Since the climbing ban was announced 2 years ago, there has been a rush of tourists eager to climb the rock. Uluru is a sacred place to many people. Former Uluru-Catatjuta National Park Board Chair Donald Fraser says the closure of the climb is something Anangu traditional owners have long fought for.
It's about time the Jugurba and the rock gonna have a rest instead of, you know, tapping along with shoes and everything else all the time, because that is a sensitive area and we need to close it.
Saturday marks 34 years since the handback, a pivotal moment in the land rights struggle, which saw Anangu receive back the deeds to their homelands in 1985. Sacred to many for millennia, Uluru has played host to colourful and at times disrespectful guests after tourists began visiting the area in the 1930s. The opening minutes of the 1975 action film The Man from Hong Kong saw a fight scene unfold on top of the rock. Princess Diana and Prince Charles also scaled it during a royal tour of Australia in 1983. In 2010, there were calls for a French woman to be deported after she filmed a striptease on top of the rock, and AFL personality Sam Newman faced a backlash from traditional owners after being photographed hitting a golf ball off Uluru. In 2017, the park's Board of Management decided crucial triggers to close the climb had been met. They included that at least 20% of visitors actually climbed Uluru, and that the cultural and natural experiences on offer were the main reasons people visit the park. Northern Territory Federal Senator Malandiri McCarthy says it's an important moment.
The message that our country is sending to the rest of the world is that our country values First Nations culture, our country values the Anangu and the spirituality of Uluru, our country values the importance of maintaining culture and the importance of maintaining the songs and stories that reflect not only the Anangu but First Nations people of Australia. We are the oldest living culture in the world, and the message that our country is sending to the world is that we are making sure that that strength in culture stays strong.
At least 35 people are known to have lost their lives trying to scale Uluru. The park's operations manager, Steve Baldwin, says windy, unforgiving conditions have also led to countless injuries.
I mean, from the moment that people started climbing, there were those that met, a sticky end, so to speak. People have fallen, people have had heart attacks and succumbed. Many have succumbed after leaving the climb.
Sydney geologist Mark Hendricks has climbed Uluru 4 times and says he intends to climb it again despite the ban. Mr. Hendricks first climbed Uluru in 1998 and took his 2 daughters to the summit last year. He told SBS he doesn't believe the ban is widely accepted by locals.
I will climb in the future, regardless of the moves by Parks Australia and the board to ban climbing. I see it as an important part of my cultural heritage, and I look at it as a loss of the awe and wonder. That's what they've done there. They've banned awe and wonder in Australia.
The impending ban has tourism outlets bracing for a drop in traffic, particularly from the Japanese market, where the climb is particularly popular. Tourism Central Australia CEO Dale McIver says after a chaotic few months, many providers are eagerly awaiting a return to business as usual.
A lot of those visitors have been a little bit disrespectful to some of the landowners throughout the region down there. And unfortunately, people were choosing to illegally camp. A lot of rubbish was being left. So we're actually seeing a lot of environmental disrespect taking place throughout the region as well. But luckily, that has backed off now, and hopefully we're over those hurdles.
Tourism Central Australia is encouraging people to experience Uluru in new ways, including Segway and bike tours, while traditional owners like Uluru custodian Sammy Wilson insist there is still plenty for tourists to discover.
All the visitors can still come here and look at the country, listen and learn, or reflect, take photos of the changing colours. Don't come here sad. You'll still go home happy.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.